You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. New COVID cases dipped in Michigan this week, but the state is far from managing the pandemic. Several agencies tracking COVID show Michigan is either at or close to experiencing an outbreak of uncontrolled spread. I'm joined by IPR's healthcare reporter Taylor Wisner, who will update us on the latest. Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Kendra.
So what should we know about the state of the virus in Michigan right now?
Well, you just summed it up pretty good. Spread is happening everywhere across the country, and northern Michigan hasn't been spared either. All counties in northern Michigan's Region 6 remain at the highest level of risk, which is level E. Across Michigan, the death rate has also been increasing, as well as the percentage of COVID-19 tests coming back positive. Today, the state positivity rate is currently over 13%. And if you remember what epidemiologists have been saying, any positivity rate above 3% is a sign of uncontrolled community spread, which is very worrisome. Lisa Peacock, she's the health officer for the Health Department of Northwest Michigan. Today, she shared that the tolerance for these state restrictions that the governor announced a couple weeks ago is starting to run low. And, as we get these daily updates, they kind of tend to blur together and lose their significance to people, which is really a problem for health officials. They're pleading with the public to continue to follow these guidelines. In a call with local media outlets today, Peacock had this to say.
We are begging the community to stand strong together in making the safest choices and resisting those choices that put others at risk, such as gathering indoors in close proximity without wearing masks. This is a directive rooted in public health principles, no other intentions.
Some other things to note. The three-week pause is ending next Wednesday. Whitmer hasn't given any indication yet if she's going to extend that or continue to remain with that pause ending on that day. That said, with schools closed, health officials were expecting to maybe see cases flattening, but in kind of an interesting note, a medical director for some local health departments, Dr. Joshua Meyerson, says he hasn't really seen a flattening of cases caused by the school closures. So some school districts have already announced they're going to be reopening after that pause. That may continue to happen throughout northern Michigan.
With the large number of cases right now in the area, I'm sure that's making things harder for the local health departments who are managing outbreaks. How are our health departments managing?
Well, in a word, overwhelmed. They are continuing to have to shift how they're going to focus on managing this pandemic. Some health departments are relying more on state contact tracing. Others are shifting their focus to the most vulnerable groups. They stress, as the state has stressed, that if you get a positive test result, you should immediately follow the guidelines in place to isolate and contact anyone you may have exposed. Do this before you hear from your local health department. Also, of note, the Grand Traverse County Health Department has made some updates on how they're reporting cases. They're no longer reporting recovered or active cases in the community, and they're not going to release public exposure sites or investigation summaries. Part of the reason for that is there's just so many cases now, they can hardly keep up. And they also say it's just a better indicator to understand what's on the ground, knowing the county's percent positivity rate. I mentioned that earlier. That's how many tests come back positive. Public health workers use that to understand how much community spread is happening and how much testing is being done. So that may lead you to think, well, what's the latest status in Grand Traverse County? And it's pretty grim. Community spread is very prevalent, and health officials say pretty much any activity or venue you go to, there's a heightened risk of exposure.
Do we have any updates from the CDC this week? And do we know how soon a vaccine will be available in northern Michigan?
Yeah, well, I'll start with the vaccine. Local health officials say the Pfizer vaccine is really close to ready. They say it could be rolled out in northern Michigan in as soon as a couple of days. There's been some question of, like, do we have the cool storage in order to preserve the vaccines? And in a call today, health officials say that several hospitals and labs in northern Michigan do have that cold storage. So it's very likely that it'll be a smooth rollout of the vaccine. And then you mentioned the CDC this week. They announced an interesting turn to the 14-day quarantine period. They say that there may be some factors that could limit that quarantine period for people. The state health department is currently reviewing that news, and they're going to come out with some guidance in the future on how to fit in that role, but really follow that 14-day quarantine until then. But stay tuned.
Good to know. That was IPR's Taylor Wisner sharing updates on how the state is addressing COVID-19. Thanks, Taylor.
Sure, anytime.